No non-commercial movies to announce during Christmas week, but there's a commercial movie that just about qualifies as an art movie, except that it should sell better than an art movie would. All four of the young people I consulted after the lights came up gave Black Swan 4 stars out of a possible 4, though one of the men said I might be able to talk him down to a 3.8. He was also the one who pointed out something I wish I had been more aware of when I was watching. He said that everything in Black Swan, whether Natalie Portman is present or not, has to be seen as representing her point of view, which makes a difference because Portman is obviously mentally disturbed from the beginning and may not be interpreting things correctly, even if she is not dreaming or suffering from delusions. Barbara Hershey and Mila Kunis look like stereotypical villains, and Hershey at times is almost a stereotypical horror. But at other times, it's clear that Portman is in error to the point that there are times when I'm still not at all sure what happened, if anything happened at all. Black Swan is less about a ballet star than it is about a woman suffering a mental crisis. And Portman is so much the center of the movie, she's on screen about 80% of the time, that we are quite appropriately stuck in her head to great dramatic effect. I'm betting on her for an Oscar, as are a great many others. She's restrained to the point that she seems normal at the start, and we're as reluctant as she is to see anything else, except that something is wrong somewhere, and our suspicions grow as perhaps Portman's mind degenerates. But even if it does, I'm not sure how to interpret what Mila Kunis is supposed to be doing. I would classify Black Swan as a psychological horror mystery, except that I can't think of anything sufficiently similar to put it in any class whatsoever. There are a lot of cliché elements in Black Swan that ordinarily annoy me profoundly, but they're almost always used effectively enough that they don't come across as clichés. The standard assumption that we in the audience will share the character's obsession with artistic success with no other motivation than ego is countered by the suggestion that our heroine is deluded about a lot of things. The stereotypical plot elements that we expect in show business movies are also what a disturbed artist might expect to see. Some of the dance elements seem to me all but impossible on stage, but who can judge what a good special effects crew can do? And I appreciated the fact that, unlike burlesque, Black Swan does not make its dances up in the cutting room. The modern assumption that a piece like Swan Lake, that has delighted generations of audiences, needs to be modernized for current audiences is a plot device more than an assumption we have to share. Even the occasional handheld camera was usually effective and never prolonged. Black Swan overcame all those things for me, and my bet is that it will win over people looking for dance, mystery, horror, psychology, and or a genuinely original movie. And if it isn't a holiday movie as such, well, it's just a welcome gift at a time of the year which sometimes seems intended only for children. Jim Erickson, over and out.